your boy. Yeah, it's your boys.
Don't scratch that itch. That's not a hemorrhoid. That's us getting all up in your ass.
Don't start dancing.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Oh, shit. Good mix. I love this. Oh.
Okay.
Oh. That's how we getting down today. That's how we getting down right now.
All
right,
stop what you're doing.
Ruin it.
This is the podcast that we're doing.
This is how we going to get down. Big Sexy.
Okay, today we're going to bring to you the continuation of the superhero movies. Last time we gave you the top 10 best according to AOL and Movie Phone. It was okay. Give it up. Right, yeah, it was okay. It wasn't as bad as the rest.
I'm going to start a war against AOL and Movie Phone though. Because they're not coming correct. Yeah. If they come correct today, then I'll cease fire.
This one is a good list. This is perfect right here. We're going to give you the top 10 or the bottom 10, I guess. Bottom 10 worst superhero movies of all time.
Top 10 worst superhero movies
bottom
of
10.
All... Oh, okay. All right,
The worst superhero movies of all time.
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to give you one right here. The first one, 1987, Superman 4, The Quest for Peace.
Superman 4, The Quest for Peace.
That's where they brought out a new guy named Nuclear Man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he had to save the world from nuclear weapons.
That's when he scratched Superman's neck, right?
Nuclear Man is supposedly, he was a genetic clone of Lex Luthor and Superman together. How gay is that?
That is pretty lame.
Nuclear Man, that's queer.
Good.
Yeah, 1987, Superman 4.
Mm. And who was the actor that was Nuclear Man? I mean, did we see him in anything else?
I don't even remember.
Wouldn't that be dope if he was like Dolph Lundgren? But he's not that cool.
Dolph Lundgren's way too cool.
Yeah, he's not that cool. He's not that cool.
Actually, Dolph Lundgren's going to get a shout out in a couple of years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the He-Man movie's coming out! I love it!
He-Man, it's not He-Man. It's not He-Man. It's his other movie.
He only did He-Man and Rocky shit.
Now he's got one more. Number 9 of all time, The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yeah, that shit was pretty lame.
It was boring.
Yeah,
it probably could have been cool. There's a lot of cool aspects of it. It could have been cool, but it was boring.
Yeah, Dr. Jekyll, you thought he was going to get off.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he was lame. It could have been way better. I like it.
Wait, what were some of their powers? They didn't have any powers.
It's like from old literary superpowers.
Oh, okay.
Solving crimes. That was their Tom Sawyer and shit.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah. Number 8.
Catching slaves.
Number 8. 2004.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I went there.
You
want
to go off on a tangent?
I'm not gonna go there.
Okay, number 8 of all time from 2004, The Punisher.
The Punisher. That was lame.
Thomas
was
Jane.
Lame.
Thomas Jane. Come
on. I remember watching that shit. That was lame.
You can't have a dude you don't know as a lead actor in a superhero movie.
That was true.
Thomas Jane, please. The only good thing about the movie was Rebecca Romijn was in there. For like a minute.
That movie was lame.
It was like the boringest. I mean, Punisher, all he does is kill people.
That's all he does. That's what
he's supposed to do.
Yeah,
exactly. But this is where Dolph Lundgren gets a shout out, because in 1989, Dolph Lundgren made The Punisher. So yeah, there you go. You're a Russian dude.
Whatever, though.
As The Punisher.
His best
whatever.
Film is Rocky.
Oh, yeah. Drago, come on.
Drago.
He could be Drago for the rest of his life. That's what I call the ones. Number 7 of all time. This is funny as hell. Daredevil,
2003.
Lame.
I actually like this list.
There you go. I told you this list is good. This list is good. Daredevil, 2003. Ben Affleck in that red jumpsuit.
Yeah,
with it's like the most cliched superhero movie. Everything that they said was a cliched sentence and a phrase and stuff. The whole movie. Yeah. The only good thing that happened from this was the movie.
Maybe he could have worked out for the part too. I mean, like,
This is the movie that Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner met, and then they got married after that. Had a baby and stuff.
I mean, at least Tobey Maguire put on a little muscle for the part. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, hey, Spider-Man. Oh, he changed to Spider-Man. Oh, he gained some muscle.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck kind of,
He just went there.
Ben Affleck. Affleck.
Well, you need me, all right. What time you need me, I'll be there. Okay, number 6. I've never seen this movie, but I'm glad.
And his costume sucked, too, by the way.
Yeah, it's just like a red jumpsuit. You know what I'm saying? Daredevil in general is gay.
Yeah.
A blind super, whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyways, number 6. 1984, Supergirl.
You know what I had high hopes for that movie.
I've never seen it.
I think I seen like the beginning of it, and I was like, "This is lame," and I didn't watch it. But it, she had that little bitch skirt. Ooh, tickle they fancy with that.
I told you it's 1993 up with this bitch right now.
Nah, we're doing this shit. But yeah, that little skirt she had on.
Supergirl, yeah.
You
his
know what
cousin
it's like?
Kara.
Little Sailor Moon type.
What are you doing that?
Let's bend over a little bit.
Crumble like I never do. Okay, so number five of all time, worst superhero movies. This is very recent, from 2007. Fantastic Four 2, Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
First of all, forget part 2. How about the fact they got Jessica Alba, this cute-ass Mexican chick from Pomona.
That's dope.
Playing Sue Storm, this blonde-haired chick.
Hey, how did...
Plus... Sue Storm, Jessica Alba is supposed to be married to that old dude, Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Come on. I know you want to get a famous actress to play in your movie so you get people to watch it, but come on.
Yeah.
Typecast somebody.
Yeah.
Get a blonde chick at least.
Dude, come on. That's like old school though. Remember the cowboy and Indian movies?
Italian dude.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm saying, come on.
Yeah.
That's the main problem with Fantastic Four for me. Everybody else in the cast was perfect.
Yeah, then they
but you got
Jessica
this cute
Alba.
Little California Mexican chick. No. Plus she's like 25, and that other dude is like 40. Come on, they're supposed to have been to college again. Shut up. Number four of all time. Ain't no future in your front, Nicolas Cage.
Bro.
Ghost Rider from 2007.
Ah, yeah, that was a disappointment. That was a disappointment. I wouldn't give it number... It's still higher rated than some of the shit than Daredevil, right?
Yeah. It's worse than Daredevil.
Oh, fuck no,
it's considered worse than Daredevil.
Fuck
Daredevil
no.
was 7, this is number 4.
And what was the first one you mentioned?
I got Superman 4, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, Punisher, Daredevil, Supergirl, Fantastic Four.
Punisher and Daredevil right now for me are just awful. But whatever.
And Ghost Rider shouldn't be number 4.
And I know the Flash movie
ain't
on there.
Ghost Rider wasn't that bad, actually.
Yeah.
You know what? Ghost Rider doesn't belong on this list.
Fuck you, AOL. Where's the Flash movie? Does anybody remember the Flash movie?
Nobody gave him a shot. That was fucking lame.
Yeah, it was that bad, it didn't even make
the
list.
Where was the Last Hulk movie? That's not on here either.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Not the one that just came out this week.
But the Ang Lee movie?
Yeah, the first one was all cartoon shit. Mm-hmm. He was like picking flowers and shit. Yeah.
Ang Lee, you owe for Brokeback Mountain and the Hulk movie. I'm sorry. You owe.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Where's the karate?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I go and watch Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. You come at me with Brokeback Mountain. Okay, I start to forgive you, whatever. You come at me with a lame-ass Hulk movie. Now they got to remake another one.
Yeah, they had to do it right this time. Yeah. Ghost Rider doesn't belong in this list. I'm going to put that out there. And I wrote this down right here. It was only fitting that Nicolas Cage was going to be in a superhero movie because... You know he named his son Kal-El?
Shut the fuck up. I used to like Nicolas Cage.
I always hated Nicolas Cage. He's so cheesy.
I used to like Nicolas Cage. I used to. Con Air. I like Con Air.
That was a good movie.
I kind of like Con Air.
Oh, with the face off when he changed with John
Travolta? That was
a
shit.
He's got a couple of movies.
That was a good actor. He was a good actor.
He's okay. I don't like him. But yeah, he named his son Kal-El.
That's fucking,
there's no words for that.
Yeah,
he's
getting hit by a meteorite.
Yeah. Yeah. Another thing I wrote down for Ghost Rider, this might actually be why it's number 4. Eva Mendes was in it. Bomb is here. I love
always.
That bitch.
Uh-huh.
But she put on a bunch of weight in this movie. They made her put on like 30 pounds.
That was before rehab, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
before she drank it off.
Yeah, she was going through a lot of shit.
Maybe that's why she started drinking. She thought she was fat.
You know how Hollywood.
You know how they bitches are.
Yeah. Hollywood.
Bitches in general.
You gained weight, bitch.
Yeah. Hey, fat girl. Yeah. It's not number 4. What's up with that gangster shit? You like that?
High C. Yeah.
That's gangster shit.
I don't know if everybody around the world knows where
they don't know High C.
They don't know that.
High C from 1991. This is 1991.
Yeah. You might want to bump that a little louder just to put them up on some game.
Yeah. We're not sure.
Y'all may have heard the original, but this is
No, this is
the 91.
This is some gangster shit. Yeah. Anyways, back to the list. Number 3 of all time.
Right.
Worst superhero movies. Elektra from 2005.
I didn't even rent that shit, dog. And Jennifer Gardner, you know, she's not half bad, right? She's all right.
She's okay.
Alright.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean,
she's
like,
eight,
you know.
7 or 8.
Yeah, but for the most part, I ain't gonna watch that lame shit.
No, that's dumb.
Yeah.
That's dumb. The only good thing about that movie, I wrote this down, is she had, there's like a kissing scene where she kisses some chick.
She kissed a chick in that
she
movie?
She kisses a chick, but the chick in the movie is like 10 times hotter than she is.
Oh, damn. What was so she like, doing kissing the chick?
The chick, she's like a bad guy, and her superpower like sucks your soul from your kiss.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Did they tongue it up?
I don't remember.
All the more reason. If they did,
I mean, I'm not saying go rent the movie and find out.
I was gonna say. No, I'm not. Unless there's some titty sucking going on in there.
Okay.
All right, yeah, let's move on.
Number two, this movie, on paper, you look at, you think, wow, all those actors are in this movie. This movie's gonna be the shit.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. The Batman movie. The fucking Batman movie. Before you
I
go there,
George Clooney, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Uma Thurman, Jim Carrey, all those dudes are going to be in one movie.
That shit was lame.
You're going to be like, oh, that's going to be the bomb. Lame. No, it was not.
Lame.
Number two of all time, Batman and Robin.
Oh, lame.
That should be number one.
Yeah,
that should
yeah.
be number one. Batman with nipples.
Yeah.
Batman with nipples, no.
That was. I will say this, too. Arnold, Governor of California, that's the worst movie he's ever done in his life.
By far.
The worst
by
movie.
By far. And he's been in some dumb
yeah,
shit.
He's been in a lot of shit. But that
that's by
the
far
worst.
The worst. By far the worst. But yeah, number two of all time. That's, I think it should be number one. I'm looking at number one of all time. It was a dumbass movie, but... Okay, I'm just going to give it. Number one of all time.
Right.
Catwoman.
I didn't even watch that bullshit. Wait, no, I did watch that bullshit. I rented that. That was the one with Halle Berry, right?
Halle Berry, yeah.
Why did they even make that shit, though? Why?
I wrote this down. The only reason I think they made this is because to get Halle Berry in the cat suit.
That's dope.
That's why I would make it.
I'll never forget.
There's
that $50
million dollars for Halle Berry in that cat suit.
I watched Oprah twice.
What?
Maybe three times.
What?
Yeah, whatever.
This week?
No, whatever. Fuck you. I watched Oprah three times. I can tell you who was on Oprah those three episodes, too.
Halle Berry, Tyra Banks.
I think Jordan
Tom Cruise.
Jordan was on one. No, Tom Cruise. Fuck him.
Your boy.
But Halle Berry was on there swinging that whip around, and I was like, ooh, let me watch this.
Yeah.
But
well, as far as the movie goes,
yeah.
I've seen the movie, too.
It's lame.
It is one of the dumbest movies of all time.
It's fucking lame.
Is the but I mean the
no,
color, but
no
Halle Berry and that cat seat though.
Halle Berry and Monsters Ball.
Yeah, you might, if you want to see Halle Berry, just go watch Monsters
yeah,
Ball.
Yeah, fuck that shit, dog. Fuck that.
I don't think it's number one though. It's the top five maybe. Batman and Robin is number one for me.
Batman and Robin is definitely number one.
That was just cheesy as hell and just bad. It could have been good. Well, I mean, it had the actors to be good.
They had too many actors.
Maybe.
They had too many actors.
Yeah, maybe. You're right.
They should have just got Jack Nicholson.
And Michael Keaton. Yeah. I agree.
Jack Nicholson hadn't died in the first
one. I agree. Yeah.
But have him come back as a Sandman, you know, or some shit.
Pretend like it's a soap opera. Bring him back. He didn't die. He fell down a well. He didn't die.
I'm going to them fucking Laker games. You know where we want to see him.
I don't know if you want to find Jack Nicholson. You know where he's at 82 times a year? Anyways, whatever.
All right, peace out then. Y'all know how we play it. Play us next time around. In your anus.
What? No. You're not finishing on that. Go finish again. Go.
All right, my bad. Take two. Next time around, play us. In your rectum.
Dude.
All right, I'm done. Yeah, okay, all right. That's we gross. Love you. Kind of.
Yo, what up? Welcome to the Terror Dome. This is where we do our advertising, and right now we gotta tell you about some deals that you can get. All from our sponsors. Big Sexy?
Do you like free porn?
I like free porn.
I love free porn. Do you like porn, period?
I love porn.
Porn is dope.
Yes, it is.
And what if I said if I want to give you some free porn?
You know what I say? How would I get it? Big Sexy, I would say, how would I get it?
I'm telling you this right now. Go to AdamandEve.com.
AdamandEve.com, you say?
/talk. Put in the promo code The Bush.
Just the title of the show, The Bush at AdamandEve.com.
The Bush. Put in your boy's name. Get 50% off of everything they have.
Righteous.
Everything. Porn, lingerie, toys, games, everything.
Keep the show going by going on AdamandEve.com and getting some free porn at the same time, getting 50%
off.
50%
off.
Oh, my goodness.
And if you spend over $17, get a free gift.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Thank God for the sponsors. Keep the show going. GetRightFitIs.com.